Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your title.
I'm Bruna Miller, and I'm a communications specialist at usdish.com.
And that's part of Dish Network, correct?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. And we're talking because there's a really cool thing as we approach Halloween here. October is upon us. About explain what the contest is. How many movies do they have to watch, and what can they win?
Yeah, so we want to choose one lucky or very unlucky individual to basically watch 13 Stephen King movies. They will have a Fitbit. We'll be giving a Fitbit to them, and they will be tracking their heart rate while they watch 13 Stephen King movies. And we want to know all about it. We want to know how many jump scares they get, what their heart rate reads, which movie is the scariest, which one gives them the most nightmare. So this is a really unique idea. And we have done this before in 2019, and our winner found that It and The Shining were the scariest Stephen King movies.
That sounds about right. Are we talking about the new It or the original It?
The new It, yeah.
Gotcha, gotcha. Well, yeah, I mean, I actually could see that those would be the scariest. So that makes sense. Well, all right. So what, rattle off the 13 movies that they're asked to watch.
Yes, of course. So they have to watch Carrie, the original or the remake, Children of the Corn, Christine, Creepshow, Cujo, It, original or again, the remake, It Chapter 2, Misery, The Mist, Pet Sematary, and again, original or the remake, Salem's Lot, The Shining, and Dr. Sleep.
Awesome. And so not everyone gets to do this. You only choose one person, every year. So
yes.
How do they apply? Like, what? Give them the details on how to apply and the deadline.
Yeah, so you can apply by going to usdish.com/news/get-paid-to-watch-Stephen-King-movies. And there you will fill out an application form. There is a bonus if you include a video telling us why you think you're the perfect fit for this job. And then you just hit apply.
That's awesome. And so you will be, typically how many submissions do you get? Like, you know, you mentioned that you've done it previous years. How many submissions do you get? And how hard is it to whittle down to just one?
Yeah. So that video aspect of it is really important when it comes to deciding. There is also a box where you put in like why you're the perfect fit for this job. So we look both at the text and the video, and we really just pick whoever, you know, we think is best for the job. And last time we did this, we did get over 500,000 applications.
Oh my gosh.
So it's a lot of weeding through, but the winner that we chose last time, he went above and beyond, and we were super thrilled with his video.
Wow. Cool. And then, so once they're selected, if one of our lucky listeners is lucky to get it, how long do they have to watch the 13? Is it now through Halloween, or what's the deadline?
Yes. Yeah, so they will have until the 30th. To watch the movies, and we should be announcing, we'll get in contact with the winner around the 15th. So essentially they'll have like 15 days to watch the films just before that Halloween time gets cut off. So yeah, 15 days, 13 movies.
That gives you about a day, a movie a night. So that's perfect. Yeah. And so you strap on the Fitbit that they send you. And that monitors their heart rate. I'm trying to figure out a way to make this visual for the radio. So imagine paint a picture as if you're sitting on the couch, you put on your Fitbit, like talk it through directly to our listeners. Like, you know, say you put on your Fitbit and then your eyes are on the screen, you know, jazz it up to me and your heart rate and that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Okay. So when you put on the film, you're going to push play, you're going to have your Fitbit on your arm, you're going to have it turned on as like you would, like if you're exercising. So keep tracking your heart rate, and then it will monitor any like spikes in your heart. If there is a scary scene, imagine yourself jumping and the watch will pick that up. And then later, when you fall asleep, you'll also be monitoring your heart rate. And if you have any nightmares from the films, it will pick that up. And we want to know all about it.
Wow. Now, I'm a huge movie fan and a Stephen King fan. My wife is obsessed with Stephen King's books since she was a kid, but I came at it from more from the movie side. But are there certain moments in these movies that you typically find are the scariest? I have a couple in mind, but I want to see, you know, if what your stats have shown.
Yes, definitely. So our 2019 winner found that it was the scariest movie by far, and it did give him about 4 jump scares. So, and he did say Pennywise was about the most sinister character adapted to film. So yes, there will be lots of jump scares with The Shining, with It Chapter 2. We're really excited this year because It Chapter 2 and Dr. Sleep is on there. And those are really scary films.
Oh yes, You'll Float Too. I mean, just looking at this list, I can see, in Misery with the big hobbling scene, or with Kathy Bates, or, you know, obviously here's Johnny in The Shining with Jack Nicholson, Gage at the Pet Cemetery, the Bloody Prom with Carrie. There's so many iconic moments. So people are in for a treat for doing this. Cool. Well, when do they get paid? Is it upon completing this thing, or do they have to do anything specific to get paid?
Yes. So they have to complete it. Once they complete it, we have 30 days where we send that money, we get that money going. And then before they start watching the 13 films, they do get kind of like a care package where they'll receive Stephen King's new novel, Billy Summers. They will receive like a blanket, just keep cozy, and snacks while eating the film. While watching the film. And then they will also get like, just the Fitbit, and then.
So they get to keep the Fitbit. They get to keep the Fitbit, right?
Yes. Yes. They get to keep the Fitbit. They get to keep everything that we send them. And there's so many cool treats in that box. There's definitely some like Stephen King, like memorabilia they'll get to keep, and just, and just between you and me, there is a really cool lamp that is a balloon. So that is the one part that I'm most excited about.
So you want that to be off the record though? You don't want me to give away that there's a balloon?
Oh no, you can. Yeah. There is like a balloon lamp, and I'm very excited about it. Yeah.
Very cool for fans of It and Pennywise. Cool. Another question, final question that I just thought of, are you guys providing links to these films, or is it more or less just, here's where you can rent them on Amazon Prime or whatever?
Yeah. So we will be providing a $50 Amazon card where they will be able to rent these movies off there.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Well, it sounds really exciting. I guess before we run, just in big picture it, why is this a competition that our listeners should apply for? Maybe let's try to phrase it this way, like whether you are a huge Stephen King book or movie fan and you know these movies in and out, or maybe if you don't even really like horror movies, but think, that might actually give me a better reading on the Fitbit. Talk about why it could be good for anyone of all, horror levels to apply.
Yeah, of course. So this dream job, we're looking for horror junkies. We're looking for the scaredy cats. We're just looking for people who are really either trying to push their limits with horror films, if you're not very comfortable, but you think, hey, this is a great idea that I can, get on board and kind of push myself, and the heart rate will be absolutely fantastic. I know that for sure, because I'll be scared. Or if you're just like, I'm a super Stephen King fan, this is the perfect job for me. There's something in it for everybody, because these, it's Stephen King. He's the king of horror. And what's the best way to celebrate the Halloween season with these movies, and just to, tell us which one is the scariest of them all and which one gives you the most nightmares.
Awesome. Well, again, you have until October 8th to apply, And we'll include the link to usdish.com. We'll include that in the website, so they'll know where to go. Cool. Thanks so much for doing this. It's a really cool and freaky idea.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks. We'll talk to you later.
See you later.
Bye.